Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends, and happy Lent. We're making our way through this important season of the church year. And this week, I've been looking at the dimensions of spiritual combat, maybe you could say, that we're facing in our time. And it's a season of spiritual combat. It's a season of discernment. It's a time of awakening. It's a time of coming away and finding quiet and listening to God and realigning ourselves with the Lord's leadership where it needs to be done in our lives. And it's important for us to see the battle lines that we're facing and where we're being seduced and where we're being pressured to conform to this world rather than being conformed to the renewal of our mind. A renewed mind that's the mind of Christ. The renewed mind that is the light which comes from God. And one of the things we've been talking about the last couple of days is the whole battle over gender. And partly it's just exploding around our culture. It just has kind of never-ending facets to the whole thing. You know, so you just recently saw an article title. I didn't dive into the article, but said, you know, study shows 40% of elementary school children are identifying as trans. And it's just one thing, it's just constantly coming. And my heart breaks when I hear stuff like that. Because first of all, in that case, it breaks because there's a reason why that many little children are anxious about this and needing to say something. It's because the adult world has abandoned them to it. The adult world is leading them. Little children don't come up with all this stuff on their own. The adult world is leading them. And the obsession that the adult world is exercising toward these things, and the propaganda around it, and the insistence, and the perpetual celebration of it, and the pressure, and the talking, and all the rest, the kids just absorb that anxiety and that confusion, and they get caught into it. And so behind it all, and this is fallen human nature that's going on, that's expressing itself. This is human rebellion that's expressing itself. This is also, by the way, friends, and this can be hard to hear, this is God giving human beings what they insist on. It's Romans 1. They refuse to acknowledge God as God and give him thanks. They refuse to acknowledge God's order and to order our lives toward it. We suppress that truth, refuse to give him thanks, acknowledging it, and with gratitude following his lead, but we build our own reality. And God woos us and calls us back to the light of his truth and to walk in his ways, to come into the light and life that he wants to give us. Because all the way back to right from the beginning with Moses, you know, I set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. Choose life. How do you choose life? You got to choose God. There is no other life. There is no other life. There's a lot of pleasure maybe in this world. You can have the perfect life as the world defines it, friends. Big bucks, big popularity, big comfort, big success, big rewards, lots of trophies. You could have it all the way to the grave. Good health, all the way to the grave. But if you die apart from God's commands, and if you live for yourself, and you did not surrender and come into a living relationship with God through repentance and faith and baptism into his church before you die, you will die absolute total failure, and what awaits you is horrific to even think about. The day of judgment, when you will enter into an eternal separation from God. I mean, that's just a fact. This is the devil's destiny. This is what he's after. That's why he'll take lots of human beings on a big free ride of massive success and pleasure and distraction and self-importance, so much so there's no time for God and serious following of God as disciples. But there's lukewarmness and there's compromise and the rest and a worldliness that's present because the light of God then in that context goes dim. So that's what the devil's after as well. But this area of confusion, which we've talked about the last few days, this gender ideology that's emerging and the huge number of genders and the redefinition of everything and whatever anybody defines it as, it's totally true. So we've been looking at that and the deception that's there. We have to see it for what it is, friends. It's a lie. We have to see it for what it is. It's an expression of a deep spiritual battle that's going on. It's also God allowing human beings to have what they're insisting on and all the consequences that are going to come from it. That's part of God's judgments, and he's doing it only because people don't want to listen anymore. So he's giving them over to what they want. That's a serious thing. It's interesting. I just want to wrap up with a couple of thoughts from the document I've been referring to the last few days, Compassion and Challenge, Reflections on Gender Ideology from Archbishop Robert Carlson, the former Archbishop of St. Louis. He wrote this in 2020. But some comments that, some things that Pope Francis had said in, for example, in Amoris Laetitia, one of his encyclicals, and he said this. He said, yet another challenge is posed by the various forms of an ideology of gender that denies the difference in the reciprocity and nature of a man and a woman. And it envisages a society without sexual differences, thereby eliminating the anthropological basis of the family. Anthropological, male and female, binary. All nature's binary, right? And so the whole family, the whole reality of reproduction, the whole idea of, it's funny, as individuals, we're wholes, you know, we have kidneys, we have heart, we have everything we need that's complete on a certain level, you know, biologically, but what we're not biologically is a complete sexual unit, you might say. We can't bring about what human sexuality is meant for, which is ultimately reproduction of the species, because I only have half of what's needed, and the woman who's my wife has the other half of what I need. And when these two realities, these two persons come together, complement each other. They're not the mirror image of each other, but they come together, they complement each other. And their gender, their sexuality, male and female, comes together and they generate the next generation. And that's always been understood. So the church is totally faithful to God's creative order in her teaching. And that human sexuality has that end and that anthropological grounding, which is where family is built. And family is the icon of God on the earth that images God and the family of God. God's great plan is built right into our DNA, so to speak. The Holy Father goes on. He says, this ideology leads to educational programs. Man, you're kidding. All over the country, it's nonstop. And legislative enactments, that's happening all the time, that promote a personal identity and emotional intimacy radically separated from the biological difference between male and female. No argument there. It's a blind man can see it. It's everywhere. He goes on. Consequently, human identity becomes the choice of the individual, one which can also change over time. It needs to be emphasized that biological sex and the sociological cultural role of sex and gender can be distinguished but cannot be separated. You cannot separate sex from gender. Now, if you live in a university town, people will be rending their garments at that kind of talk. Or if you're in your local legislature, probably they would render their garments there. Or maybe you're at the Teachers Association meeting. They would be rendering their garments there as well. Because this really is heresy. It's total sense. Humanity has always understood it this way, basically, you know, or at least for 4,000 years or more. It's all being obliterated. Why? Don't lose sight of the spiritual battle. Friends, it's a test for you and it's a test for me. The pressure is to give in. The pressure is to start to affirm this. It's a collective deceit that's emerging, and behind it is spiritual power. Remember, there's not a human being on the planet that's my enemy. We battle against principalities and powers who are driving the deconstruction of the human person, the deconstruction of the institution that God himself created, the family, which is all about destroying the church. That's what he's after, ultimately. Look what happens to every church just about that goes all in on the whole alphabet, LGBTQ. So look what happens to the churches that do it. I see it right here in town at the university. Mainline Protestant churches that have just made it their gospel now, and hardly anybody goes to church. Because if we made it up, it's not going to be compelling, no matter how profound it all seems. It's all politics. It's not God. It's not God. A couple comments from this document that are still worth touching on, that he wants to underline. He says, these are such important Catholic truths that we have to lay hold of and get clear on. And it's a good thing to think about this during Lent, because you might be drifting, or maybe you started making a decision in the wrong direction or something like that. You need to realign yourself with the Lord's leadership. It's critical. The body matters. His gender ideology would have us believe that the body can and should be reshaped according to our desires, and that we can ignore or override the biological differences between women and men. By contrast, the Catholic faith teaches that those biological differences are profoundly meaningful. Sexual identity is written into every level of our physical being, from chromosomes to hormones to anatomy. We are called to integrate those realities into the psychological and spiritual aspect of our lives, not to override them. Here again from the document Laudato Si, a different document from the Holy Father. He said, "The acceptance of our bodies as God's gift is vital for welcoming and accepting the entire world as a gift from the Father and our common home, whereas thinking that we enjoy absolute power over our bodies turns often subtly into thinking that we enjoy absolute power over creation. Learning to accept our body, to care for it, and to respect its fullest meaning is an essential element of any genuine human ecology." He goes on, "Valuing one's own body in its femininity and masculinity is necessary if I'm going to be able to recognize myself in an encounter with someone who is different. In this way, we can joyfully accept the specific gifts of another man and a woman and work and the work of God the Creator and find mutual enrichment." Now, that's the church's position on the body. Freedom. Gender ideology maintains that freedom is a matter of choosing, period. As Catholics, we understand freedom to be at once more noble and more nuanced than that. Human intellect is perfected by two things together, thinking and knowing the truth. Human intellect is most fully itself when it has both of these things together. Catholic education has always, at its best, striven to perfect the intellect by building up both aspects. Something similar is very true with human freedom. It's not perfected simply by choosing freely. We can all name examples of people freely choosing something that's bad for them and bad for others. Freedom is perfected in the combination of choosing freely and choosing the good. Choosing freely and choosing the good. Finally, compassion and compromise. Gender ideology asks us to conflate compassion and compromise. It says, in effect, if you were compassionate, you would let me have things my way. There are three key words to focus on. We meet people, we accompany people, and we bring the truth to people. To bring the truth with compassion is what we're called to do. If you were compassionate, you would let me have it my way. No, there's no love without the truth, and there is no truth without love. Friends, this is a time, as disciples, to carry the cross, both for those who suffer and every human being suffering through something, but also to have the courage to stand in the truth, to be countercultural, to be faithful witnesses, to not give up, to not give in, to not compromise in order to get along. It's critical for us in the church to walk in this truth for the sake of the salvation of the world. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.